Johnson County was among the first to sift through provisional ballots. County election officials ultimately decided to include 1,176 of more than 1,800. Dozens of provisional ballots had been given to unaffiliated voters when they asked to vote in the primary. Canvassers in Johnson County decided to add some to the count. The state's remaining counties will follow sometime between now and next Monday, but the deadline to file for a recount is Friday. So if Governor Jeff Collier or Secretary of State Kris Kobach want to challenge the results, they'll have to make that call before a nominal winner is identified. Kobach is still in the lead, but by fewer than 200 votes, with thousands still to be reviewed. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Madeline Fox.